Now, I have a couple questions. I'm going to make it quick, okay?
Uh-huh.
I remember you were talking about the Sabbath day, right?
Yes.
And I was really confused, and, you know, I love to learn. I love to learn things about biblical stuff, right?
Okay.
But because I have a friend of mine who goes to church on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was telling me that that's the right day to go, and but I go on Sundays, right?
Uh-huh.
And I asked my father and my aunt, and they said, Sundays, no, Sundays is because we're not under the law no more. We're under grace. And I read the Bible, and, you know, he was crucified on Saturday when he rose up on Sunday. And I wasn't sure because I know you talked to him, but I was like, how am I going to talk to this man? I mean,
well, you've asked several questions. Let me answer some so we can catch up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a little correction. Jesus was crucified on Friday and rose up on Sunday.
Right, I forgot.
And I knew you knew that.
Yeah.
Then the other part is when people say we're not under the law, and that's the reason we don't keep the Sabbath, well, I believe we are not under the penalty of the law. We are living under grace. But being under grace, Paul says, do we continue to sin because we're under grace? God forbid. Do we break God's commandments, whether it's the Sabbath or the commandment about adultery? Now that we're under grace, is it okay to lie and steal? Of course not. So the argument that being under grace means that we don't obey the Ten Commandments is really absurd. And anyone who uses that, it's an argument of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
But we are under grace.
Yeah, it's true.